Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Hei, mitzvah 305. The third Isser related to Chadash. Again, three related to the Isser of Chadash being matred by the Omer. We have the mitzvah of the Karbana Omer, and B'ezras Hashem, the next mitzvah after today is the mitzvah of Sviras Omer. That'll take us through the five mitzvahs related to the Omer. The Torah tells us again, V'lechem v'kali v'charmel, lo sochlu ad etzem hayom hazeh, ad aviyachem es karbana loichem, achukas momo derosichem, b'chol mosh vosichem. Three Isurim that of Chadash that one is not allowed to eat unless it took root before the Omer. Lechem was bread. Kali, we said yesterday, according to the Chinuch, was roasted grain. Take the grain, you take the kernels out of the stalks, and you roast them, and you eat them. That is the Issa D'Araisa of Kali. What is Karmel? So again, there's going to be a difference between what Rashi says and what the Chinuch says. Rashi says Karmel is Klaios. Kleios, the stalks, which sounds like what the Chinuch said Kali was. But the Chinuch says, what is Carmel? Shalom nochal Carmel chadash kodem zahazman and iskar shenemar. V'chamel lo sochlu, v'kamo nikra tfua kaluya bishibalim. Roasted while they are still in their stalks. We know, but usually when a kernel of grain or a kernel of barley or wheat grow there, it's a seed, it's a kernel inside a stalk, which is then inside a shell, so to speak, and that is on the stalk. So the earlier mitzvah, Kali, the Chinuch said, is when you take the kernel out from its shell, and you have just all the kernels before you, instead of grinding them, you just roast them. But the Chinuch, today's mitzvah is, Carmel, just you have the whole stalk. You didn't take anything out, and you roast that. Garnish balaz. V'chayevan ala karmel gabke b'kazayis. This also is a separate issa d'araisa. Lechem, kali, and karmel. V'yavu z'chornim l'vachem. The Gemara says, increase us if I do all three. Achol menachadash lechem v'kali v'charmel. Chayev akolachas v'achas. Three of the 365 are right here. V'yamru gamkein. Kali lo hayetzarach la'omro. Really didn't have to say kali. Abba, why? Because kali, according to the chidah, is the later stage. Lechem, kali, chamel, chamel, while it's still in the stalk, kali, it's the kernels were taken out, and then bread, then lechem is obviously already made. So it didn't even have to say that, because it said the basic, even if you didn't do anything to it, it just roasted it. Avalaskira kasuv, lechalek, the Torah mentions it only to emphasize that there are three separate aveiras going on here. Shemes chayav ala kali bifnei atzmo, and the karmel bifnei atzmo, and the lechem bifnei atzmo. V'chein al hakarmel v'lechem. That's what the Gemara says, that each one of them is a separate aveira. And the Chinuch says that all of this obviously is connected to everything I said in the previous two mitzvahs that we're supposed to remember and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of it all. But all of these three are matir by the Karban HaOmer. So something that I've alluded to already a couple of days, but now we'll finally get to it, and that is Rav Zsolti's thought in Mrs. Yavitz Arachayim Simen Chafei. Rav Zsolti has an important discussion there, where he says, the Rambam starts off by saying, the Perek Zayin of Chesidim Musafin, the Pesach Makrivin Karban Musaf B'chol Yom, on Pesach there's a Karban Musaf every day, B'yom Sheini Shal Pesach, on the second day of Pesach, Shehu Yom Shisha Asar B'Nisan, which is the 16th day of Nisan, Makrivin Yasser Ala Musaf Shal Kol Yom, besides the Musaf every day, you also bring Keves La'ola Im Omer Atenufa. You bring the Keves, another Keves, a sheet that goes along with the Omer. The Mincha Shal Tzibur, and this is a Mincha of the Tzibur. So the Mishnas Yavetz is bothered by a number of points. One of them being, we know when the second day of Pesach is. Why does the Rambam emphasize B'yom Sheni Shal Pesach Shehu Yom Shisha Asar B'Nisan? Thank you. We can read the Torah. We know the 50th day of Nisan is the first day of Pesach. If you want to say the second day of Pesach, you bring this. Why does the Rambam have to emphasize the second day of Pesach, which is the 16th day of Nisan? Question one. Another question that he deals with is the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash tells us mitzvahs asay, we'll get to this B'ezras Hashem later and Sefer Bamidbar, lios kala mishmaros shavin b'regalim. It's a mitzvahs asay that we know all the mishmaros, the Kohanim and the Levim was split, and the Yisraelim for that matter, was split up into different groups in order to have some of them serve in the base of Mikdash every week and the rest of them are in their hometown. It's a mitzvahs asay though on Yontif, they're all there. On Yontif, all the mishmaros serve. Bamedvar Mamurim, and they all take an equal portion in the Karbanos that week. Bamedvar Mamurim, when do we say that all the Mishmaros are equal the Karbanos Haragalim? Regarding the Karbanos of the Regel. All the Karbanos that are unique to the Regel, so that is split equally. What about the Karban Tamid? No, the Karban Tamid of the Regel goes to the Mishmar that's serving, that's supposed to serve that week. Because that's something to do with the Yontif. So, but only what's split equally? The karbanas haragalim ubechilik lechem hapanim, and the lechem hapanim of every Shabbos is also split up equally. Interestingly, ubechilik shtei halechem shel atzeres, and also the shtei halechem that's brought on Shavuos. Aval nedarim unadavis utamidin, but any voluntary carbon that happens to be brought today or the tamidin, ema kivino son ela mishmashes mano kavua b'afilu b'regel. No, so then only whoever's mishmar is supposed to be then, that's who brings those, gets a portion of those karbanas. So the Mishnah Lamelech already there in Klei HaMikdash, Dalad wonders that there's something left off the list. The Rambam says, what is split equally? The karbanas of the regel and the shtei lechem of Shavuos, that's about the regel too, and lechem apanim, you can say the Shabbos of the regel is also split up equally for a certain reason. Where is the Omer? The Rambam doesn't have the Omer on the list. Say, ask the Mishnah Lamelech. Lama lo kazav Rambam gam Omer tnufa. Show you my previous Yom Shuvim Shal Pesach. Why isn't that split up? Says the Mishnah Zavis, you know what you see from here? We know the carbon Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. But what does that tell us? Is that more of a halachic coincidence? Or is that because of something inherent in the Chag itself? We already mentioned, if you remember, when we spoke about the Omer a couple of days ago, the beautiful thought of the Be'er Yosef, where he says the Omer, the carbon Omer, is brought today as a hemshich of the Mon. The Mon ran out, and now this is a hemshich. So if that's the case, that type of hashkafic idea emphasizes that, is it Dafka Pesach? Is this a carbon a Chag? Says the Mishnah Yavitz, no. It's a carbon of the 16th day of Nisan. That happens to be Pesach too. But it's not a carbon achag inherently. And that is why it's not going to be split up equally amongst the Mishmaros. Because this is a carbon that's kavua today, not dafka for the chag. He says, Vashir Nira Lomar Vedasa Rambam, Shekarbon HaOmer She'ikara Bo Lahatir Esar Chadash, The Ikaris Mimatir, Eino Mikarbonas HaRagalim, Rak Zmano Hu V'yom Shisha Aser B'Nisan, Shu Zman Lahatir Chadash. This is the day that Chadash needs to be matired. Aval Hu Lo Mechobas HaYom Shal Yom Sheni Shal Pesach. But that's not it. That's what the Rambam has to emphasize. Yom Sheni Shal Pesach, Shehu Yom Shisha Aser B'Nisan. It's not telling us the dates. The Rambam is telling us a halachic conceptual issue, that really it's the 16th of Nisan that is the koveya, that is the mechayev for this carbon, but not dafka that it is a carbon for the second day of Pesach. And that's why he says all the mishmaros do not get an equal share of this carbon. Or he continues another issue. The Birkei Yosef in Arachayim quotes a question from the Achronim: Amai biyom sheni shal Pesach betfilas musaf. Lo amrina, and it's Musaf, Yom Chagamatzah Zazeh, there's Karban HaOmer, Naseh V'Nakar V'Chulu, in the Musaf, when we add in the Dao, no, we add in the separate piece for each day of Pesach, so each day of Yontif, we quote the special Karban is brought by Musaf. Why don't we mention the Karban HaOmer there? Why is the Karban HaOmer mentioned in the Musaf of Pesach? Whenever there's an extra Karban, we mention it, says the Birkei Yosef. He has a maskana. If he says it, Mishamar biyom sheni shal Pesach b'Musaf, v'sham naasal fadachas karban os chavoseinu tamid kesidah musaf kol chasad as Musaf yom chagamatzah zeh. That's karban haomer naasal anakriv. You don't say he has to go back. Why? That we ikra de milsa kinei zos. Right. That's this. It should be mentioned today. But says Mishnas Yavetz that maybe not. Maybe it's dafka left out because it's not a karban achag. It's a carbon that happens to be brought today to matir the Omer. But it's not dafka, a carbon achag, and therefore it would be inappropriate to mention it in the musaf of the second day of Pesach. Or another, what do we have so far? We have the extra lashon of Yom Shisha Asar, B'Nisan. We have number two, that all the mishmaros do not split it equally. Number three, we have not mentioning it in musaf. Number four, another raya, the Gemara in Arachin, Daf Yud. Come up many times. The Gemara there talks about when are you supposed to say halal and not supposed to say halal. So remember, the Gemara's maskana is that halal is said with a number of ingredients. Number one, it's got to be called a moed. Number two, it has to have an isra malacha. Number three, it has to have chalukin karbonosehen. Those 3 days. So Shabbos is not called a moed, and the rest of Pesach doesn't have chalukin karbonosehen, and Rosh Chodesh doesn't have isra malacha. It is all of those three. Ask the Mishnah Yavetz the second day of Pesach. Why don't you say Halal? The Gemara says it doesn't have its own carbon. It does have its own carbon. It has an Issur Malacha, and it's a Moed. It has its own carbon. It has the carbon of Omer. It's part of the second day of Pesach. Why don't we say full Halal on the second day of Pesach? Answer, because it's not a carbon of the chag, it happens to be brought today. Asher muchach, the carbon of omer, who lo mechovas hayom, shol yom sheni shel pesach. V'hayinu she'eino bechlal, karbonas haragolim, ela ikaru hu bala hatiris v'chadash, rak shezman hu b'yom shisha azar b'nisan. That's the zman, but it's not dafka, it's not that, that is a carbon ha. Carbon achad. Another, he doesn't mention this, but the mitzvah Samelach, Rabbi Cement mentioned this in mitzvah Asay Mem Dalet, says maybe this could also be the issue regarding the machlokas. He doesn't mention this explicitly, but we're connecting it. The Rambam of Sadi going. The Rambam counts one mitzvah, the Omer and the Karban. One mitzvah. It doesn't count two separate mitzvahs, the Omer and the Keves that goes along with the Omer. It's one mitzvah. And Rav Sadi going seems to count two of them. So why is that? Why do you count it as one or two? So the mitzvah HaMelech says maybe the issue is how much is it a mitzvah hayom, and how much is it a pure matir? Ha'im yisoda mitzvah hu ha-matir shebo, dahainu she'enu bi karbanas ha-chag, ha-boy machvas hayom. Elo the kol yisoda omer hu la'atir chadosh. What's the ikar point of what's going on here? To be matir the chadosh, or to be yisoda din gama omer mi karbanas ha-chag, or is it really mi karbanas ha-chag? And the isra chadosh comes from mela, but at root, it is mi karbanas ha-chag. So maybe that's the machlokas between the Rambam and Rav Sadi Gaon, whether it's mishum defined as a matir, or as a mitzvah. That would explain why you would count them separately or together, but also they might be arguing about our issue, whether it is a carbon shel hayom, or just a pure matir, like Mishas Yavetz formulated. Okay, that is all issue number one that we wanted to bring up. Another issue that relates to Chadash that we will talk about is a question from the Gemara and the Tosfos in Maseches Kiddushin. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that, based on Psukim and Sefer Yehoshua, that the man, as we said, ran out, and on the day after, the first day of Pesach, that's when they started eating. The Psukim say in Yehoshua, Perek Hei, Vayachonu b'Yisrael b'Gilgal, Vayasu az haPesach bar ba'asar yom haChodesh. They made Korban Pesach on the 14th day. Vayochlu mi'avor ha'aretz mi'machras haPesach, matzos v'kalui, be'etzam hayom hazeh. They ate the roasted grain the next day. Vayishbos haman mimacharas, v'lohaya od l'bnei Yisrael man, and they didn't have any more man, so the man ran out. The Gemara discusses in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Zayin that the Omer had to, the man had to last all that time until the second day of Pesach, and they could bring the carbon of Omer, and that's why they had to have the man last until that day. Ask Tosfos, Yerushalmi, Tosfos there quotes Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi makshe, lama lo aflu matzah mi-chadash? Why couldn't they just eat matzah from chadash? You have to either have the leftover man, or have to have the omer matzah, they have to eat yashan? Why? Why don't we say, ase doche lo saseh? The assay of eating matzah should be doche lo saseh of the Israel of chadash. That's the Yerushalmi's question. Tosfos quotes it in Kedushan Laman Ches, on top Tosfos. Why did we have to work it out based on the Gemara that they weren't allowed to eat it until it became Yashan? Right? I didn't read the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Vayochlam yavur arz makar the Pesach, mimaser achal the Pesach achol miyakar lo achol alma akriv omer v'hadar achol." They weren't allowed to eat from the new grains until after the omer. Why not? What about asid dochalos asay? Answers Tosfos umitarets de'ain asay dekodem adibur. Doche lo sasei wa achar adibur. One answer of Tosfos is asi doche lo sasei is only when the asei and the lo sasei were given in the same historical time period. But if you have the asei from before Har Sinai, that's the parsha's bow, and the lo sasei of chadash is an emar, then you don't say asi doche lo sasei. Why? The Pnei Yeshua there explains, because if an asei is given at a time period when a lo sasei exists, then you're allowed to say it must be that Hashem wants you to do the asei, even though I know the lo sasei exists. But if the assay is given before the los assay exists, so who says assay docha los assay? Maybe the assay only exists now when there is no los assay. But if there would be a los assay, you wouldn't be able to say assay docha los assay. So that's the svara for ein assay kodem adibur docha los assay lachar adibur. Okay, number one. Number two, the other answer Tosfos gives, quotes the Yerushalmi, gzeira. The only mitzvah of matzah is the first kezias, according to Tosfos, which is an assumption. If you eat more than a kezias, that would just be an avera. You wouldn't be getting the mitzvah anymore, and therefore you wouldn't be able to say assay docha los assay. Good. But there's a third approach. Without getting into all the details, the Ar Sameach in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Vav Zayin, has another suggestion. Asi Docha Lo Saseh is only when you have common ases and los ases. What does that mean? We know ases and los ases are split up into mitzvahs, are split up into focus on the gavra or focus on the chefsa. Is it that I need to do something or this item, dot, 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 chefsa or gavra? Ase doha los ases is only when you have like ases and los ases. And ase, focus on the gavra, can be doha los ases, focus on the gavra. And los ases, but if they're both chefsas, that's fine. But, says the Ar Sameach, maybe the Yerushalmi thinks that the assay of matzah, which is gavra, cannot be docha the los assay of chadash, which is chepsa. That's what his suggestion is. L'anias daiti nireh, the Rabbeinu Ruach Elokim Kaddish Shebeh, l'hafken together amiti bach assay docha los assay. He says, you have to say, he says, the lo matzani b'bavli didcha assay d'achilas los assay, l'echo dover ha'asir v'atame. Interesting, the Ar Sameach points out, the Bavli didn't ask the question of Asi Docha Lo Saseh. Only the Yerushalmi did. Lachain, Hatzi, I'm sorry, I misspoke before about the Bavli Yerushalmi. I'll explain in a second. V'lachain Hatzi or Amitihu, Dezelo Yitachain, Davur, Kiyam Asei Sheyikuyam, Haino, Achilas Masa, Shetzivu Hashem Yisparach, Lechol Davar Aser Bachila, V'achilaso Nimneis Mechavad Hashem. Rak Matzon, when he continues, he says, Asi Docha Lo Saseh, as we just said, is only when they are like Isurim. And therefore, the Yerushalmi assumes that the Isur of Chadash is an Isur Gavra. How does the Yerushalmi know that? Because it is a Isur Sheyeshlo Zman. Right? It's going to be Matir. Poison, if it's an Isur Chetza, cannot have a Heter. And therefore, the Yerushalmi asks the question of Asi Docha Lo Saseh, because they're both Gavras. Matz is Gavra, and Chadash is Gavra. The Bavli doesn't ask the question. This could be a third answer to the question of Asi Docha Lo Saseh. Those are going to be two answers, but the third answer could be why the Bavli didn't even ask it. If you say that matzah is an Isser Gavra and Chadash is an Isser Chefza on a Daraisa level, that also would be a reason why you would not be able to say Asi Docha Lo Saseh. That's what the Ar Sameach says in Hilchos Chamitzu Matzah. Fascinating discussion. That is the second issue for today related to Chadash. The final point I wanted to bring up related to Chadash is a more general term, and that is Chadash is an example of a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Something that is going to become mutter. It's very unusual for Isurim. Most Isurim are Asur is Asur. Treif is Asur, and pig is Asur, and non-kosher is Asur. But once in a while, we have a davar sheyesh lo matirin. You have an egg that's laid on Yontif on the first day. Right? Beitz HaShanol Debi Yontif. Right? Yontif next to Shabbos, the Gemara first Mishnah Beitz discusses. But that is going to have a heter. If something is muksa, it's going to have a heter. Chametz on Pesach might be called a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because it's going to have a heter after Pesach. So the rule is, davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batel. It's not batel if it gets mixed in if you have an iser, but it's going to have a heter, so it is not batel. Major machlokas, Rashi and the Ran, what is the svar for that? Why do we say it's not batel? By the way, I wanted to mention even before this machlokas, there are, throughout Shas, three different types of davar sheyesh lo matirins. They all might connect to this machlokas Rashi Ran, which we'll mention in a second. But some davar sheyesh lo matirins are, what's going to be the heter? Time. Like an example of the Beitza. Beitza Shanol de Biyantif. It's Usr that day. It's going to be Mutter tomorrow. Just time itself is a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. A second type of Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin is you have to do an action. If you do something, it'll have a Heter. For example, Tevel. Tevel is a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. Why? Because you can be Mafra, Shumas, or Maestras. That's a second type of Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. A third type of Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin is based on place. Outside of Yerushalayim, Maestr Sheni is Usr. Inside, it's Mutter. It's a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. Just go inside. Right, that's or a Tchum Shabbos. Something is outside the Tchum or inside the Tchum. Again, all of this is based on time. So there's an issue of time or action or place. Three different types of davar sheyesh lo matirins. Says the Achronim point out that the Rashi and the Ran have two different svaras why a davar sheyesh lo matirin should not be batel. Rashi has the more pashtus svara, Rashi in Beitza Gimel on the Beis, where Rashi says, you know what? You might as well wait. This is Isser. It fell into Heter. So usually Bittul takes place. You're right, but what if tomorrow it would have been Mutter anyway, and you don't even have to rely on Bittul? Says Rashi, Acha tochlena be'Isser, tochlena be'Heter, you might as well wait. That is Rashi and Beitza on Daf Gimel on the Beis, the Svar for Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. The Ran has a much fancier Svara, Nedarim Nun Beis on the Beis, where the Ran says, what's the Svar for Bittul? Bittul, nullification, is when you have two things that clash. Two things that clash, that go against each other. So only one can survive. So that's why usually Isser Beheter, one is nullified. The Isser is nullified Beheter because there's a clash there. But, says the Ran, if you have two like items in Halacha that could coexist with each other, then there's no Bittel. If they're too similar to each other, if you have Heter Beheter or Isser Beisser, they could coexist. And therefore, they don't knock each other out. There's no clash. Suggest the Ran, Dover Sheishlamat, an Isser which has Yishlamatirin, because it has a tzad heter to it, we view it as heter beheter. And therefore, the items could coexist, and bittul does not take place. That is the explanation given by the Ran in Nedarim Nun Beis Amid Aleph. Right? Ein ra'oi lelech achar dimyonam be'etzem ela achar chilukan be'isser beheter. And therefore, if it's Dover Sheishlamatirin, it has a tzad heter to it, and therefore, it wouldn't be batos. This is Machlokas Rashi in the Ran, various nafkaminas pointed out by the Achronim. What happens if by the time it's going to become mutter, it's going to be spoiled? Do we still say Dover Sheishlamatirin is not batel? So according to Rashi, we would say, no, don't say might as well wait, because here it's going to be spoiled. So according to Rashi, it would be batel in that case. According to the Ran, it wouldn't be bata because it's a formal definition that you would require. Or what happens? The tzlach in Beitzah and Daf Gimel Amud Beis says, what about if you're talking about an isser hana'a, not an isser achila, a food item you can only eat once? You might as well wait. You'll eat it tomorrow. But by an isser hana'a, for example, muksa over there is isser hana'a. I want to use it today. I want to use it tomorrow. I want to use it both times. What do you mean? Might as well wait. I want to use it today and tomorrow and the next day. So, according to Rashi Svara, you would say, it might as well wait. That Svara doesn't apply by an Isser Hana, says the Tzlach, because you want to use it today too. But according to the Ran, you would say, it's a Dover Sheishlamatirin, so you would say it's not Batel in that case either. Again, other Isurim, other discussions as well. What happens if the item is going to become Usser, is Usser now, it's going to become Mutter, and then Usser again. For example, Chametz on Pesach. Machlokas Rishonim, the Mordechai, the Rambam, whether Chametz on Pesach is called the Dover Sheishlamatirin. Because it's Usher today, you're right, it's going to be Mutter tomorrow, but in a year from now, it's going to be Usher again. So is that a Dover Sheishlamatirin? So according to Rashi, of course it's a Dover Sheishlamatirin. It's going to be Mutter tomorrow. So therefore, in that case, according to Rashi, it would not be Batel. But maybe, according to the Ran, the fact that it's going to become Usher again, so then maybe you don't say it's Heter Beheter. Maybe it's enough of an Isser to be Isser Beheter, and Mamedla would be Batel. So we'll cut the other way. Either way, Chadash is also, Kasha is an example of a Dover Sheishlamatirin, where we would say, not Batel, Machlokas, Rashi, Beis, Daf Gimel, Ran, and Nedarim, Daf, Nun, Beis. Okay, we'll stop here. This takes care of the first four out of 5 minutes related to the Omer. That's from next time. We have the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. No coincidence in life that the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer takes place during Sviras HaOmer.